Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette, Charles Pullman Palmolive Tenor, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman and the Palmolive Chorus, presented every Wednesday by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, Franz Lehár's The Count of Luxembourg. But here is Jessica Dragonette.
My friends, and welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater. Tonight, Charles Pullman sings the romantic Count René, while I portray the operatic star, Arsène. Our story begins in the Latin Quarter of Paris. A carnival is in progress, and Count René and his artist friends are making the most of it.
The noble founder of our line has treasures rich and many, but he had ways and tastes like mine and couldn't keep a penny. With cards and dice, with wine and girls, he gave and spent and lent all, and left a box of ladies' shells and letters sentimental. And as we have succeeded, we all have done as he did. We spend and lose and then we owe, the Luxembourgs are always told. We lend it, spend it, and it, and out the window send it, with wine and woman, sport and play. That is the Luxembourg away, for money's made to scatter, and when it's gone, no matter, you still can have your bit of fun. That's how it's done.
They lend it, send it, and it's out the window, send it. Wine and wheels, both and play, and it's a Luxembourg away.
For money's made to scatter, and when it's gone, no matter,
you still can have your bit of fun.
I want to be alone with my friend, the Count of Luxembourg.
Farewell, my friends. Stay out of debt if you can.
Well, my dear Grand Duke, it's my wedding day. Where is my bride?
Waiting for us in your studio. And the minute the ceremony is over, I shall give you the 10,000 francs we agreed on.
And I can pay poor Anatole's debts and get him out of jail. If I knew any other way to raise the money, I'd never go through with this marriage.
Come, Count. You need money, and Russian etiquette requires the Grand Duke's bride to have a title. I give you the money, you give her the title.
Convenient, isn't it?
That's such a thing. 3 months you can divorce her, and then, oh, dream of love come true. But remember, during those 3 months, you're to have
nothing whatever to do with
her. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Very well. Let's adjourn to my humble studio and get it over.
No, not yet. Not till I've arranged everything. But wait right here till I come back for you.
At your service, you.
Well, my little delight, my darling distracting Angel, are you ready for the ceremony?
Yes, Your Highness. Though I would like to run away.
You shall the moment it's over. Think of it, my little Angelique, Angelique, chorus, small part, prima donna, countess, and grand duchess, all in 2 years.
Why, I appreciate all Your Highness has done for me.
Not Highness. I'm your little rootsy pootsy. Oh, I can hardly wait till I make you my grand duchess. Can you?
I shall do my best to make you happy. But it's not easy to command love.
Oh, my pet, I'll thaw your little heart and make it blossom with love. Why, my Coakley Pokely used to call me her Lion d'Amour, her Lion of Love.
Who was Coakley Pokely?
She was a Russian princess who went mad over my waltzing. But perhaps I'd better call her, caught in the count. Stay there behind the screen, won't you? Your little rootsy pootsy will be right back.
Rootsy, Pootsy. Still, I should be grateful to him. Without his help, I would never be prima donna of the Paris Opera. I wonder what the Count is like. Whether he's young and handsome and... Ah, but then, dreams of love are not for me. Be it so, my visions of romance may go, a dream that I shall never see. I only must forget the dream I never saw as yet, the love I never had.
On this side of the screen. You mustn't see each other.
Oh, come now, Duke. Is that fair? To be separated from my bride on my wedding day?
On this occasion, you're nothing but an innocent bystander. A convenient means of making my sweetheart a Grand Duchess.
And the Grand Duchess is a cousin of a Tsar, isn't she?
Indeed she is. What do you think of that, Charles?
Believe me, Duke, I'm quite impressed to be in the presence of impending royalty.
Your Royal Highness.
I shall be your Royal Highness.
Cousin to the Tsar.
Oh, for that is so, I shall simply die of shyness.
Fall, oh, hand upon my heart. Manner that is mine, play it on a grand effect.
Yes, one, two, three,
the Duchess and the Duke. No one shall his choice of you review. Operatic art, that will be no bar. You'll be cousins of the Tsar.
Yes, one, two, three,
the Duchess and the Duke. No one shall his choice of your review. Operatic art, that will be no bar. You'll be cousins of the
Registrar has arrived. You may proceed at once, sir.
Yes, Your Highness. Before me here appears on the right side of the scene.
René,
Count of Luxembourg, bachelor, and Mademoiselle on the left side of the scene.
Name to be filled in afterwards.
And Mademoiselle name to be filled in afterwards. Spinster. You do declare yourselves ready to contract a legal marriage according to the laws of France. You do also declare no obstacle stands in the way of your marriage.
Except the screen.
Go on, go on. You will now place a ring on the bride's finger.
But, Mr. Registrar, how can I with the screen between us?
I could put my hand through the screen. There.
Oh, such a beautiful hand. So tiny and soft.
Do you really like it?
I'm proud to put my ring on it. There. There's the kiss.
Stop it. You're breaking our agreement.
My husband's nearly kissing my hand, Your Highness.
May I remind you, you've never met the man. You mustn't regard marriage as an introduction.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
I'd give anything to see you, my blushing bride.
Oh, and if I could only see you, my mysterious bridegroom.
No, 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 no. Not that look, not that peek.
I'm sorry to leave you, Count. But we both must take the road of a marriage à la mode.
She goes right, she goes left, out of mind, out of sight. He's alone, if I'm with her.
I'm a truly happy city. He goes right, he goes left, the arrangement's very dead. Both are free from any care.
I'm not quite sure what real love is.
To me. Angela, I insist we leave at once.
Goodbye, Countess. I feel as though fortune was slipping through my fingers. The dream that fell to my heart now be born. For to mortals you now a dance to catch and
says goodbye to his unseen bride, Angèle, with a promise not to make himself known to her until after the divorce. The story continues in a few minutes. Now back to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette and Charles Coleman, stars of the Metropolitan Opera in the Count of Luxembourg. The time, 3 months later. The Grand Duke, Rusmoff, is giving a party in honor of his approaching marriage to Angèle, who's just arrived from her farewell appearance at the opera. She sits apart from the rest, wondering whether she is right to sacrifice her career for marriage with the Grand Duke.
So you drop it as you left the opera tonight.
And whom may I thank?
No thanks are necessary, mademoiselle. Think only how happy you have made a man whose very pulse quickens with the sight of
you. But we have never met before.
Not like this, perhaps. But I have adored you from a distance. Even now it seems impossible I am alone with Angèle Didier, prima donna of the Paris Opera.
Your words are most flattering, monsieur. But now, may I have my glove?
Of course. May I help you put it on?
If you like. But it belongs on this hand.
A lovely hand, mademoiselle. There is something in the touch of it that thrills me with tender memory.
To put my glove on, you must listen.
Why should I? When I can look into your eyes.
Very well, then. I'll turn them away.
While I wait an eternity for another glance. Oh, mademoiselle, I'm hopelessly in love with you.
But you've only known me a few moments.
Is it really but a few moments?
Oh, that I now adore. Have we not loved before? How could I else have known? You are my love, my own. Love is a parting at dawn of a day, but the glove at least is real. Your glove is a picture, it's a song. The scent of red clover again reminds me the smell of a meadow after rain. Reminds me it seems like a magical hand that once I looked upon. That was like a dream, and like a dream was
at least seem to real, and just like a dream.
Frank with you. I'm already married.
So am I.
I congratulate you.
I congratulate you.
But I'm going to be divorced.
So am I. Let's dance together in honor of our coming freedom.
I don't believe I should, really.
Are you going to dance?
No, merci, mon ami.
May not I have a dance?
Well, not with me, as you see.
Do you find any fault in the way that I was? If you do, will you explain?
He distresses me through.
My distress you can guess.
When I'm working with you,
you confess more or less
that we both of us seem to have danced in a dream.
Shall we try you and I again?
Shall we try just we two, you and I and you?
Let us believe the dream is true, that you love me and I love you. Through, like little children hand in hand, dancing away.
So you're to be divorced. May I inquire who is the unlucky man?
The Count of Luxembourg.
The Count of Luxembourg? Then it was you on the other side of the screen.
Other side of the screen? Who are you?
I am the Count of Luxembourg.
And you dared make love to me?
I didn't know who you were, believe me.
Oh, how can I? I wouldn't have dreamed that you're the kind of man to sell his name and honor for a sum of money.
Don't forget you wanted to be a Grand Duchess.
For that, I loathe you. Now go. Please go at once.
Oui, thank you, mademoiselle. Adieu. Adieu, adieu, my suckling.
Here I am, your highness.
Well, it is. What's wrong, Angèle?
Oh, I can't wait until I'm divorced from that horrible Count of Luxembourg.
I know, my dove. You want to marry your little rootsy pootsy.
It's impossible.
Who?
The Count.
Oh, yes, indeed he is, my dear.
I suppose he jumped at the chance of marrying me.
He had to jump, my dear. The sheriff was just a jump behind him.
The sheriff? Oh, was he going to jail?
Not the Count, but a friend of his had been incarcerated for being a debt. So I paid the debt, the friend went free, and the Count married me.
Oh. So then he sold his title to save his friend.
Something silly like that. But what's all this about the Count anyway?
Whatever it is, Your Highness, I insist you rush divorce proceedings so I can leave the city tomorrow morning.
The final papers will be ready for you at 9. At 9:15, Angel, my dove, you and I shall be married.
Married, Lucy? Who's getting married?
Cookery Spookery. You!
Nobody else, my little Rootsy Pootsy. But what's all this about you getting married? You're marrying me.
Am I? Are you? Know.
The Tsar said so. Kiss me, my hero. My lion of love. We're engaged. Here's the Tsar's written consent. I thought I'd never get it out of him.
But how about my consent?
The Tsar's consent is a command.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Well, Angèle, my child, I'm afraid I must leave you alone here with the Count.
So soon?
Oh, I suppose it's all right, though. He is your husband, isn't he?
Come along, my little lion.
Yes, my little lioness. I'm coming.
René, please forgive me. Now I know why you took part in this fantastic marriage of ours. And I admire you for it.
Admire? That's not enough, Countess.
Then, René, I love you.
And I love you, Angèle.
madly, passionately. But I really can't ask you to marry me.
But you can ask me to stay married.
I'll die heartbroken if you don't.
The Count and Countess of Luxembourg decided to stay married and no doubt lived happily ever after. In just a moment, Jessica Dragonette will be here to tell you about next week.
Yes?
Lovely Jessica Dragonette.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, we're bringing you a parade of favorite songs from all the operettas chosen from your letters. Do you remember? I'll see you again. Whenever spring breaks through again. This is Jessica Dragonette bidding you all good night.